I'm Graham Pascoe, continuing Morning Music.
Here's a happy tune.
A happy tune.
You love to croon.
You love to croon.
They call it Dean's song.
Hey, you don't seem to understand.
Catchy as can be.
I must agree.
The melody.
The melody.
They call it Dean's song.
Looks like I'm gonna have to explain this thing. You don't dig this scene. I'm Saint Dean. The song is Sam's song.
Sam, you're just a ham.
But Dean, here's the scam. The song was named after Sam.
Sam who?
Sam Houston.
Oh, may I say with pride, where I reside, they call it Dean's song.
And that's quite a group you got going for you.
There's no bigger choir that you could hire for singing Dean's song.
They make the Mormon Tabernacle sound like a trio.
Sam, it's plain to see that you're put out with me.
Well, I'm just not singing along.
Tell you what I'll do, since I'm with you. We'll call it Clyde's song.
Clyde's song?
Here's a happy tune.
It's a sweet melody, and I'm happy to say it was named after me, but he's calling it
Clyde's song. Catchy as can be.
No, I don't like the beef, and I'm sorry to say that the man is a thief, because he's calling it
Clyde's song. Nothing on your mind?
There's a lot on my mind, and I'm standing here saying you're being unkind, because you're calling it
Clyde's song.
My Australian friend, we have reason. We simply don't seem to blend.
Sam, let's compromise.
Oh, I hear what you say, but by that do you mean that you'll do it your way and keep calling it
Sam's song?
Did he say Sam's song? Let's give the ending a ride. Yeah.
But don't nobody tell Clyde
that the name of the song
is Sam's song.
It's not Irving's song.
Sam's song.
It's not even Mona's song.
Sam's song.
Only thing I know is when this record come out, it better have Sam's song on it, or else you're going to get a nasty letter from Calhoun. Yeah. And a telephone call, too.
Yeah, I think you're starting to get dirty now, old Al. Oui.
You're going to have a meeting at the lodge hall. You want to come by?
Jack Elliott and Lou Quadling wrote Sam's song. I wonder if they imagined that some artists such as Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. would give it the treatment that you just heard, Sam's song. In May of 1844, a notable event in music and dancing took place in the United States when the polka was first performed. The most popular form of dancing prior to that, of course, was waltz. But when the polka was formed and performed, that changed Americans' attitudes towards dancing. And in 1890s, George Grossmith wrote this song.
Thank you.
Roy Summers Band from Britain played See Me Dance the Polka.
Do you care? Is there a chance for me? Do you care? I wish I knew. Won't you try to confess that you find happiness in a tender caress the way I do? Do you care that I am so in love? Please be fair, you know it's true. And just supposing I should say that I've a heart to share, would it matter at all?
Crosby's younger brother, Bob, and his orchestra recorded Do You Care in May 1941. Bing was the vocalist. The music was written by Lew Quadring and the lyrics by Jack Elliott. Dmitri Tiomkin had a distinguished record as a composer, particularly of scores and songs for motion pictures. Perhaps you'll remember the title song of this film from the early 1950s.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling, on this our wedding day. Do not forsake me, oh my darling, wait, wait long. I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, and I must face a man who hates me. Or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Oh, to be torn
'twixt love and duty. Supposing I lose my fair-haired beauty. Look at that big hand move along, near in high noon. He made a vow while in state's prison, vowed it would be my life for his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what will I do if you leave me? Do not forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Now that I need you by my side.
Sang Friendly Persuasion, music by Dimitri Tiomkin, lyrics by Paul Francis Webster. And Frankie Lane sang High Noon, Do Not Forsake Me, the title song of a 1952 film. The song was awarded the Academy Award Best Film Song for 1952. Dimitri Tiomkin and Ned Washington were the songwriters.
you hide all the sadness you feel. Sing it, Billy.
You won't really fall in love, for you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself. Don't try to fake romance.
Yes, the good life, to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone.
Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why,
well, just wake up, kiss the good life goodbye. Honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance.
It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone.
So please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss the good life
Tony Bennett and Billy Joel sang The Good Life, and the orchestra of George Goller played a recording in Sydney in 1992 of Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and it certainly demonstrated the artistry on guitar of George Goller. In Canada in 1921, a baby who was named Deanna Durbin was born. She had in her adulthood a soprano voice which suited opera and movies, and demonstrated that in the 1930s and 40s. By 1946, the fan club for Deanna Durbin was ranked as the world's largest fan club. So I hope you enjoy this selection of Deanna Durbin singing with the orchestra of the MGM Studios.
Oh,
feller spring makes a feller hopeful. Soap makes a feller soap, makes a feller soapful. What is this charm music hath? Why is my voice so divine in a bath?
Spring grows the rhododendron and sweet hibiscus.
Spring grows a feller, spring grows a feller's whisker.
Spring tells me love's on its way. Lucky I'm living today. Hands up singing of a promise that nature's bringing.
When I shampoo my top, there is nothing like Opry and lather to keep my ears ringing.
Come growing, folks don't like it, I know, but I'm glowing. I don't care what they say, spring affects me this way. And the lovers I reckon
up to my neck in soul and song.
With a high hope and a high hope and a
Help Singing, the title song of a motion picture for which the music was written by Jerome Kern and lyrics by Otto Harbach, sung by Deanne Durbin, and a chorus with the MGM Orchestra.
I can't give you anything but love, baby. That's the one thing I've got plenty of, baby. Dreaming a while, scheming a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all those things you always pine for. Gee, it's nice to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets, Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. To the lucky day, you know darn well, well, baby, I can't give you anything but love. Let's Woolworths doesn't sell, baby. Did lucky day, you know darn well, well, baby. I can't give you anything. I can't give you anything. I can't give you anything but love.
I am dejected, I am depressed, yet resurrected and sailing the crest. Why this elation? mixed with deflation. What explanation? I am in love. Such conflicting questions ride around in my brain. Should I order cyanide? Order champagne? Oh, what is this sudden jolt? I feel like a frightened colt just hit by a thunderbolt. I am in love. I knew the odds were against me before. I had no flair for flaming desire. But since the gods gave me you to adore, I may lose, but I refuse to fight the fire. So come and enlighten my days and never depart. You only can brighten the blaze that burns in my heart. For I am wildly in love with you and so in need of a stampede of love. So in need of a stampede of love, and so in need of a stampede of love.
Canadian singer Diana Krall sang I Can't Give You Anything But Love, written by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. I might play another one of their songs. I shall very shortly.
But I must have that man. He's hot as Hades. A lady's not safe in his arms when she's kissed. But I'm afraid that he's cooled off, and maybe I'm ruled off his list. I'll never be missed.
Cole Porter wrote I Am In Love for Can Can in 1953. It was sung by Nat King Cole. And then Barbara Cook, I Must Have That Man.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not his face, but such a charming face that it's all right with me. It's the wrong song in the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not his smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. You can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not his lips, but they're such tempting lips that if some night you're free, dear, it's all right. It's all right with me.
Fitzgerald sang with Buddy Bedmung's orchestra, It's All Right With Me, another song which Cole Porter wrote for Can Can in
Lazy River by the all mill run, that lazy, lazy river in the noonday sun. Linger in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles, dream a dream with me. Up the lazy river where the robin's song awakes a bright new morning, you can loaf along. Blue skies up above, everyone's in love. Up that lazy river, how happy you can be. Up that lazy river with me.
Margaret Whiting sang an interesting song, My Own True Love. It began as Tara's theme, written by Max Steiner for Gone with the Wind. Lyrics were added by Mac David and it became My Own True Love. And that was preceded by Lazy River. Hoagy Carmichael wrote it, Sidney Arredon added some lyrics, and it was sung by the composer, Hoagy Carmichael.
Put tonight
One of Teresa Brewer's hits from the 1950s, Music, 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 written by Stephen Weiss and Bernie Baum. Well, I hope my music, music, music has entertained you today. And, of course, I'll be back in 1 week's time to give you more morning music.